This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a non-commercial backyard flock of birds on Long Island, New York. Samples from the flock were tested at the Cornell University Animal Health Diagnostic Center and confirmed at the USDA laboratory in Ohio. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky faces a sharp spike in violence in and around territory held by Russia-backed rebels and increasingly dire warnings that Russia plans to invade, and has called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet him and seek a resolution to the crisis. There's been no immediate response from the Kremlin. Zelensky spoke hours after separatist leaders in eastern Ukraine ordered a full military mobilization Saturday, while Western leaders made increasingly dire warnings that a Russian invasion of its neighbor appeared imminent. And new signs of fears that a war could start within days, Germany and Austria told their citizens to leave Ukraine. A German air carrier, Lufthansa, canceled flights to the capital, Kiev, and to Odessa. A top European Union official says that Russia would have its access to financial markets and high-tech goods limited under Western sanctions, being prepared in case it attacks Ukraine. The comments from Ursula von der Leyen, head of the EU's Executive Commission, came Saturday as tensions over Russia's intentions toward Ukraine intensified. U.S. President Joe Biden says he is convinced that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade his neighbor. Von der Leyen says that the action from the Kremlin may cost Russia a prosperous future. At the Munich Security Conference with other members of Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said sanctions might include the SWIFT banking system. This is VOA News. Hundreds of police and riot gear swept through Canada's capital on Saturday, retaking control of the streets around the Parliament buildings and appearing to end the siege of Ottawa after 3 weeks of protest. Protesters, angry over the country's COVID-19 restrictions and policies of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, retreated from the largest police operation in the country's history, with police arresting or driving out demonstrators and towing away their trucks. In Ottawa, Interim Police Chief Steve Bell said that some smaller protests continue, but this unlawful occupation is over. He says that they'll continue with their mission until it's complete. While some protesters vowed to stay on Ottawa's streets, one prominent organizer told reporters that they decided to peacefully withdraw. French prosecutors say a modeling agent who was close to disgrace U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein was found dead Saturday in his French jail cell. The agent, Jean-Luc Brunel, was being held in an investigation into the rape of minors and trafficking of minors for sexual exploitation. The French investigation was prompted by sex trafficking charges against Epstein in the U.S., and Brunel was considered central to the probe. Paris police opened an investigation into Brunel's death. Victims of alleged abuse by him described his death as a double blow after Epstein killed himself in 2019 in a Manhattan jail while awaiting trial. One lawyer said that there's a great disappointment, great frustration that victims will not get justice. Arbitrators have rejected a last-ditch request by American figure skaters to have their silver medals awarded before the end of the Olympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sports said in Beijing that it dismissed the appeal by the 9 skaters who finished second in the team event that was marred by a doping positive by a 15-year-old Russian. In an earlier decision, the CAS had allowed her to compete in the women's event after her doping positive went public. The International Olympic Committee responded by saying that no medals would be awarded in any event where she finished in the top 3. And recapping one of our top stories, again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now facing a sharp spike in violence in and around the territory held by Russia-backed rebels, and with the dire warnings that Russia plans to invade. And now he's calling to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and find a resolution to this crisis. No immediate response from the Kremlin. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.